Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Well, good morning, everybody. Today is Wednesday, January 7th, and we are knee-deep in our Mastering Your Health series. Thank you to everybody who is following me on Twitter, who's been responding to all my tweets today in response to the show. Just a couple of things. I have two Twitter addresses, and I had to because I have so many followers, and I just wanted to make the distinction between Life Remixed, which is the counseling and success coaching part of what I do, versus Cy Brown Media, which owns and manages and operates blogs. So for those of you on Twitter, there are two pages. One is twitter.com/CyBrownMedia, and that's the entity that owns Blog Hustle, Politics Remixed, Our First Lady. That's the entity that you can find out what's going on with new media, social media, digital music, downloads, just anything dealing with new media. Then there's twitter.com/LifeRemixed, which is where you'll get a lot of information about the show, topics, things that we're talking about on the show, just a whole bunch of good stuff about personal development, self-help, and all that good stuff. So if you're on Twitter, definitely hit me up. I'd love to have you, you know, follow me, and I'll definitely follow your tweets as well. So don't forget, just hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/LifeRemix or twitter.com/CyBrownMedia. So enough about that. Just also a quick note, something that's worth noting, since so many people that do listen to the show are entrepreneurs and they're doing their own thing and they have their own businesses, be mindful for all you bloggers out there. I just made a post on bloghustle.info because this guy who wrote Conversations with God, he just lost his blog on, I think it's faith-based. I can't remember the exact name of the blog, but I did post it for plagiarism. So for those of you that actually do blog and for those of you that are really getting into blogging, please be mindful about plagiarism and always cite your source, because if you don't cite your source, it can lead to big problems. And we definitely don't want you guys having any problems. So just make sure you cite your source. And I think it was very important that I mention to all of you that, because I just don't want any problems. And since so many people do listen in and entrepreneurs and they have this entrepreneurial spirit, it's definitely something worth mentioning. So that's that. Another quick thing, if you look, for those of you that are listening live, I have a lot of people that listen to the show through iTunes, and thank you very much. I appreciate it. I appreciate the fact that you think the show is important enough to download and listen to the podcast. Maybe you're listening to me while you're working out, so I will just live vicariously through you as you're on the treadmill listening to Life Remixed Radio. But for those of you who are listening live, take a look. I've changed some of the products that scroll. Up until now, I used to put, you know, all of my books as product offerings, but then I realized that there wasn't a big enough discount. So what I'm doing now is you can, of course, get my books through Amazon and places like that, but you'll also see different products scrolling through the show, and they'll all be relevant to what we're talking about. And today is lesson 3 of 3, part of our 3-part series of Mastering Our Health. So we're going to get into today how to read food labels, thyroid and weight loss or thyroid and weight gain, the benefits of fish oil, staying motivated to exercise. So all of those things we're going to talk about, and we have, you know, before we know it, time will escape us. So, you know, I want to get to everything and all the good stuff that I have to cover today. But just so you're aware that you will see new products scrolling every day instead of just my books. So that's hopefully some good information, too. Couple more things before we get into today's show. Just know that the chat room is open. So I always keep the chat room open so that way we can all communicate and we can all, you know, stay connected. Even after the show is over, I still keep the chat room open so we can continue the wonderful conversations and we can also continue and engage in dialogue with everybody who's on this quest for, you know, self-help and personal development. Couple more things. Last thing, if you're not a part of our Life Remixed online community, I encourage you to become a member of our online community. To access the community, you just log on to www.liferemixed.net, and that way you'll be able to see all of the blog posts, all of the things that we talk about on the show, some great product offerings. I think I just uploaded some stuff this morning with vitamins and some good exercise equipment. I know yesterday we talked at length about running shoes. Well, in New York we call them sneakers, but cross-training sneakers and fitness. And so I actually found some links online where you can buy inexpensive sneakers. I know True, who listens to our show, and from Cali, he mentioned that he had gotten some really good sneakers that were $69.99 for $15. And I looked diligently to try to find some products and outlets who would allow me to post those sales online, and to no avail. But I did find some other really good products that I was able to post. So just take a look. Make sure you're part of the Life Remixed online community, and you'll be able to see all the cool stuff that we talk about on the show and make recommendations, and then just connect with everybody else who's on this quest for being the best us's, being the absolute best us's that we can be. Last thing before we start today's wonderful show, just know anybody that's interested in success coaching, please visit my website, www.cybrown.com. I actually am taking appointments through January. I have a couple of appointments left for the month of January, and I am starting to set appointments for February, which is a nice problem to have. So for those of you that may be interested in one-on-one coaching or virtual success coaching, either in your business or in your personal life, please feel free to log on to www.cybrown.com. So now we got all that good stuff out of the way. Just say hello. I'm saying hello to everybody who's in the chat room. Hello, Yeshu. I miss you. I know you're busy sometimes, but it's great to see you in the chat room. Hello to my darling Curvy Queen and Dr. Rhinoceros USA. Dr. Rhino, thank you very much for joining us in the chat room today. Thank you. Thank you very much. Dr. Rhino actually listens to one of my other broadcasts, and I guess thanks to my dear Celeste, has come on over to this broadcast as well. So thank you very much. This broadcast is definitely empowering, and you will walk away with knowledge and information every single time you tune in, except on Fridays where we play Welcome to the Weekend, club classics, and old school hip-hop, because we talk about some pretty heavy stuff during the week, and I like to have Fridays where we're just bugging out and having fun just to start our weekend off right. So, yeah, you know, I love it. Well, today we are today is lesson three of our three lessons on mastering your health. This entire month is focused on success. Our entire month is focused on success. Whatever success means to you, this first week of January, we're talking about health, healthy living, healthy relationships, and really taking care of our body. So far on Monday, just I'll give a quick overview on our lesson one covered tips to boost your metabolism, why good health is important, why health is your mind, your body, and your spirit, not just physical. We also talked about the benefits of detoxing. So if you didn't get a chance, let me know, send me an email, and I can send you the MP3 file of lesson one. Lesson two, we discussed cross-training for fitness and fat loss, the benefits of whey protein, and multivitamins. So that was a very, very good one-hour lesson that we had as well. So today we're moving on to another aspect of our health and healthy living as part of our month-long success series. And just so you know, our next module is going to be love and relationships. So next week we'll be talking about love and healthy relationships. Our third module is spirituality and consciousness, and this show has a very heavy dose of God in it, but we're actually going to look a little bit deeper into spirituality, awareness, and consciousness in our third module. And then our fourth module is wealth building and prosperity. So we're talking about health, love, awareness, and wealth. So if you missed the first two lessons in health, just let me know. I'll send you the lessons via email. So before we continue on, just so you know, if you're taking notes, that's fine. And if not, all of the information that I'm going to be going over today can be found on liferemix.net. So if you log on to liferemix.net, everything that we're talking about right now, you will be able to see. You can copy it. You can paste it. You can do whatever you want. This information is not just for me. It's for all of us so we can be better us-es. And just one quick hello to my buddy, True, who just joined us in the chat room. So thank you very much. Hi, True. I was just talking about you and your $15 sneakers. Okay, so getting right into it, we have a couple areas that are very important for us to discuss today. We're going to talk about staying motivated to exercise. We're going to discuss the benefits of fish oil for fitness and health. We're going to discuss your thyroid and weight loss and weight gain, and that's the issue that Oprah had, and she talked about it on one of her shows. And then most importantly, we're going to discuss how to read food labels. That is very, very important. And before we continue, I just want to give a quick disclaimer that this, all of the information that I'm about to provide for you is based on my own research and what I have done to study and help and better my health. Before you implement anything that we discuss here or anything that you find on our in our community or on my personal website, please consult a health professional first, because we want to make sure, you need to make sure what you're implementing or what you would like to do works best for your body. So on that note, I'm just going to offer some great tips to staying motivated to exercise. And I think the biggest challenge to staying motivated to exercise is that it's kind of a do-it-yourself venture. I heard somebody say actually one time, you can't pay somebody else to do your push-ups. And that's absolutely true. I wish if there was a way I could pay somebody else to do my push-ups, baby, I would be getting a loan against my credit card, because unfortunately, it just doesn't work that way. If we could just say, hey, listen, can you do 100 laps for me and we lost the weight? Oh, my goodness, how easy would that be? Exercise is definitely a do-it-yourself venture, and it also speaks to your level of discipline. No other person and no machine can do it for you. You have to be able to motivate yourself to exercise, and I have shared that my motivation right now to being healthy is the fact that my desire to be healthy supersedes my desire to eat. And that's real talk right there. I love eating. I love sweets. I love cakes. But I would just rather be healthy, and I don't want to say be thin, but I would just rather be healthy than saying, oh, I just put down a half a cheesecake or something like that. And for those of you in the New York area, we all know that Junior's Bakery in Brooklyn has bomb cheesecakes, and I could eat probably one of those cheesecakes myself. But it just speaks to where we are in society. I remember watching the Today Show, and Matt Lauer did a piece where he compared a normal-sized bagel versus what's considered a New York bagel, and they also considered a slice of pizza versus Chicago-style pizza. And the latter of the two in the comparison were almost three times the size of the original. If we got a small bagel the size of our fist, we would feel insulted. Like, wait a minute, I'm getting cheated. When in fact we're supersizing our way to very bad health. And I do believe in the past 50 to 75 years, physical activity has become the exception rather than the rule. And that's very unfortunate. For many years, I lived in a very urban area, sans a bunch of black people, and at night or in the early evening, I would run. And I would have people say, girl, you know you don't need to be out here running. And it's, why not? if you go to any other area, in this New York area around Central Park, people of other persuasions exercise, rain, sleet, shine, it doesn't matter. But I do have to say black people in particular are not the best when it comes to health, and that's where we get these ills such as diabetes and all of these other things. So we have to be careful. And I think when people are trying to lose weight, the more they think about, I have to exercise, the more draining it becomes. And I think a lot of it is psychological. And I'm sure we all know that. If we wake up in the morning and say, today I'm going to be healthy, you have a better chance of eating healthy versus I don't want to be fat. But here are some tips anyway, just to really get you going on staying motivated to exercise. True just put in the chat room, Latinos too, you're absolutely right. Puerto Ricans, and I'm only speaking for what's in this area that I'm familiar with, Mexicans, a lot of the rice, and I don't even understand what it is about the rice, because Asians eat a lot of rice as well, but I don't know if it's the calories, I don't know if it's the seasoning, I don't know if it's the mindset behind exercising, I'm not quite sure what it is, but for some reason there's a disproportionate weight gain in certain ethnicities in our society than in others, just not sure what it is. Curvy Queen just put in the chat room, I fight with my mom over the salt shaker. She puts salt on fruit and everything else she can get her hands on. Well, years ago, I remember someone told me put salt on watermelon, and I put salt on watermelon, and it changes the taste a little bit, but that's probably the worst thing you can do, because salt makes you retain water, and watermelon is nothing but water. So I just think we have some old wives' tales that we need to get rid of and shun in order for us to live at optimum health. Yeshu just put in the chat room, I know that when I go to the gyms, I don't see that many black women. Well, you know what? Also, I was a member of the New York Sports Club. My membership was $75 a month. A $75 a month gym membership is very expensive. It's very costly. I mean, that's a lot of money. That's a bill. So I think sometimes with underprivileged ethnicities or communities, just the cost of eating healthy and the cost of exercising is a bit much. I mean, that's enough food. $75 just for a gym membership is enough to feed a family a couple nights of dinner. So I think we have to be very, very helpful. I mean, very mindful. True just put, actually this year the gym membership has decreased. Yeah, because gym memberships are out of control. The new gym by my house is $30 a month, which I can easily afford. But then they've got this join fee, this membership fee, this card fee, the swipe, and I told the girl, she keeps calling me, and I said, if you guys do something where it waives all of those fees, I'll be more than happy. Here's my information. You start billing me every month, but I'm not going to do it. And until that time, there's nothing wrong with a jump rope or walking around your block. So, that's something that, you can just think about. But have an explicit goal. Something like, I want to lose weight is so ambiguous and it's such an open-ended statement, I don't believe you're going to get very far. Just to say, I want to lose some weight, it's just indefinite. It does not speak to a specific goal. And I listen to Tony Robbins a lot, and he has this great CD where this woman was overweight, and one woman said, I just want to lose weight and I don't want to be fat. Okay, this other woman said, I need to eat this, I need to eat that, and I need to exercise this many minutes of a day. Well, who do you think is going to experience more success? The person with definitive weight goals, somebody who has a definitive goal in mind. And the beauty about exercising, the discipline about exercising, is that it's transferable into other areas of your life. It's just not about your optimum health. If you can be disciplined about getting up in the morning and exercise when nobody else is looking, just imagine how you will be empowered to do the right thing when no one else is looking. I watch The Big Idea with Donnie Deutsch. I was actually on that show last summer. So for those of you that watch CNBC and The Big Idea with Donnie Deutsch, I was on his show last year. So big ups to CNBC and everybody out in the studios in Jersey. But on one of his shows, he was saying how health is important. And just imagine, as an entrepreneur, you want to walk into a meeting fit and firm and confident, not with stuff jiggling. And if it's a matter of health, if you have a health issue, and we're going to get into thyroid and stuff like that in a minute, that's a different story. But if it's just a matter of lack of discipline, then that's something that that's what we're trying to attack. Through this whole Master Your Health series, I want to attack the lack of discipline. And I also, hopefully, we can all be the ones to encourage each other and give each other the confidence that's needed and the familial support that's needed for us to get off our butts, our tuchuses, and exercise. Real quick in the chat room, True says, Equinox just dropped their membership price from $150 to $80 a month. Yeah, they have to because nobody can afford it. That's ridiculous. True says, I pay in advance and get a discount, $320 per year at a different gym. Well, you know something, there's a YMCA. When I lived in Georgia, they had a YMCA that was out of sight. I swear, this YMCA, and I'm sure it varies based on your neighborhood, they had an Olympic-sized swimming pool. They had swimming classes, and they had all of these things. They even had babysitting, and it was $60 a month for a family. That was unheard of. And so it was for me, my husband, and two children, $60 a month for a family. I could take the classes for free. If the children, if you have little ones and they want to babysit, then it's maybe like $1 or $2 an hour or something like that. But my kids were able to work out, and it was a regular YMCA. So, I mean, you really, now the YMCA in my town, it's not the jazziest YMCA, but the point is, if you're motivated and the desire is there to be healthy, not always lose weight, but to be healthy, there are options. You just have to find them. Pastor Montan said his YMCA is pretty nice, too. Yeah, the one where I live is, the one where I used to live was not that great at all. I probably wouldn't even walk around there barefoot, honestly. The one where I'm at now is much better. And there's one in New York City called the 92nd Street Y. That's like historical. I mean, they do movie screenings and stuff there. I mean, the 92nd Street Y is really a big one in New York City. Yeshu says Express Fitness is really good and really clean. Yeah, I'm kind of funny, you know, like walking around barefoot and stuff. But, yeah, exercise is important. Another quick tip to staying motivated to exercise, because we have so much to cover today, is to develop a strategy. Strength alone is not going to do it. Many of you know, and I'll share this, I run a lot of blogs. I literally have in front of my computer on my wall, from 6 to 7 a.m., I do this. From 7 to 7:30, I do this. From 7:30 to 8, I mean, I have it broken down. And you almost have to do that with your workout schedule. I will exercise and work it into the fabric of your day, because if it's not worked into the fabric of your day, it becomes a byproduct. It becomes something that's not necessarily that important. And if you miss it, oh, well, it has to be as important as brushing your teeth. It has to be as important as eating a meal. And if not, and if it's not intricately woven into the fabric of your day, you'll miss it, it won't seem as important, and then all of a sudden your health starts to dwindle. So develop a strategy to working out. Another thing, make out little calculable measures. Right now, I do not want to go over a certain amount of weight. So every single day, I try to be mindful of what I eat. Quick example, I have such a sweet tooth. My husband made these sweet potato turnovers where he takes like sweet potatoes, regular sweet potatoes, almost like a sweet potato pie, brown sugar and all that stuff, and he folds them over in dough and puts them in the oven so they're almost like mini sweet potato pies. But at the start of the new year, I put myself on a timed schedule where I will only eat every 3 hours. Because what happens is a lot of times if you sit in front of the computer for long periods of time, at least for me, I just eat all day and don't even realize I've eaten half the refrigerator. Well, I wanted to eat one of these sweet potato pies. I put it in the oven without thinking because I'm only a couple days into this timed meal thing. And I realized it was 11:30 at night, and I refused to eat it. And I gave it to my kid, and he ate it. But he's also a lot younger. But if we don't have calculable measures and are really mindful of the times we eat and the things that we eat and something that can be measured, we're going to fail. And there's no way around it. You're going to fail. Let's see what's going on in the chat room very quickly before I continue on. Oh, I didn't know Comcast TV has stuff on it where you can work out. Yeah, a lot of these cable networks have yoga and Pilates and workout and all that other stuff. So you have to do what motivates you. That's all I'm saying about that. Also, you have to have a timeline. I believe timelines, and this all speaks to the way you work best. I have a timeline, and it's not I have to lose 10 pounds by this date. It just helps me gauge my life better. By this date, I would like to be here. And then you work backwards. That way, I know at a certain, and I'm not going to beat myself up because for me, I just want to be healthy. It's not a matter of I have to lose 50 pounds by inauguration day. I think that's bizarre, and I think it's ridiculous. But if you say, okay, by the spring, I would like to have X, or I would like to, and then you work backwards, you're establishing a timeline. And I think when you break things up into smaller pieces, it just helps you out a little bit. One of the things that I always tell my clients is that how do you eat an elephant? And you eat an elephant one bite at a time. An elephant is monstrous. So imagine can you imagine trying to eat an elephant? Well, to eat the elephant, if you put in your brain, I'm going to eat this elephant one bite at a time, eventually that elephant will be consumed. So it may be a little gory, the analogy, but the point is still the same. How do you go about something that just seems super humongous? Really simple, one bite at a time. And also, big shout out to the Quartet area, Pastor Montan McDonald and LaVon, who has joined us in the chat room. Quartet Hour says, drink a lot of water at work. I do. I'm not a big water drinker, but I do love seltzer. I like the bubbles. And you know what? I was out with someone for dinner. I go out to dinner a lot for meetings and things. And this one woman, foregoed the salad dressing on her salad and just squeezed a fresh lemon over it. And I was like, ew, I need some dressing. But you know something? A lemon squeezed over your salad is a lot healthier than French dressing or Russian dressing or all these other dressings that you can have. So, you know, we got to stay motivated to working out. I'm just reading some more stuff in the chat room. I put nothing in my water. I think it's just a matter of preference. You know, I like water, but to me it's just bland, so I'd rather have bubbles. And I drink a lot of seltzer. I drink a lot. Probably, I'd easily say a gallon a day. I love it because I like the bubbles and I don't like soda. I don't want the sugar from the soda. So, let's see. All right, we're going to move on. Moving right along. For everybody that's listening, wow, we're already 30 minutes into this show, and it's going so quickly. For everybody that's joining us right now, thank you very much for listening. This is part of your Master Your Health as part of our month-long success series here on Life Remix Radio. This is our third lesson of three lessons on mastering your health. And so let me skedoodle along so we can get the rest of this material covered. Next, we're going to talk about the benefits of fish oil for fitness and health. I told you all the other day, my husband's mother used to give him cod liver oil, and he thought it was the nastiest, smelliest thing in the world. But he's very thankful that she gave it to him. And when the words oils and fats are mentioned, health-conscious individuals tend to run. They're like, I don't want it. But what they fail to realize is that there are good fats and bad fats, and a complete avoidance of intake of oils and fats would actually be detrimental rather than beneficial to our health. And it's important to know that essential fatty acids must always be a part of our daily diet, because without them, we take one step closer to death, really. Essential fatty acids are divided into two divisions or two families. You have omega-6 EFAs and omega-3 EFAS. So to really get into this, log on to liferemix.net, which is our online community, and you'll see all of this information posted. And for those that are interested in one-on-one coaching sessions, log on to cybrown.com. You'll see this information. Just to give you a quick distinction between omega-6 and omega-3, physicians and scientists are of the same opinion that the cause behind an increasing cases of heart disease and hypertension or high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, premature aging, and certain kinds of cancer is really an imbalanced intake of omega-3 and omega-6 EFAs. Omega-6 EFAs can be found in vegetable oils, and that's also inclusive of corn oil and soy oil, which both contains high amounts of linoleic acid. Omega-3s, on the other hand, can be found in walnut oil and flaxseed oils. I actually have stopped using vegetable oil altogether. I now use olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, and it's kind of costly, but I wait until I get them on sale. They had at my local grocery store this huge, like, tin can of extra virgin olive oil. I think it was $9.99, which was great because it usually would cost $19.99. But I have found cooking with vegetable oil, it puts it, for some reason, it's not as heavy as vegetable oil. I'm sorry, for using olive oil, it's not as heavy as the vegetable oil. And I actually tried one time to fry chicken with the vegetable oil. I tried to fry chicken with the olive oil, and it tasted lighter. It seemed to have a lighter taste to it. You know, I don't know how to describe it, but you know, fried chicken is fried chicken, and when you're picking it up, sometimes it still has a little bit of the oil inside. Using the extra virgin olive oil, it didn't have that. It just seemed not as heavy. So True says in the chat room that I take flaxseed oil. Oh, I didn't even know that. Then that's good. True also says olive oil is fantastic too. Yeah, it is. Don't forget, this is all about maximizing our time here on Earth so we can be as healthy as possible. True says corn oil is heavy. I can't even imagine what people would use corn oil for. And let's not even go into the Crisco. I'm not even going to go into that conversation. But some other benefits of fish oil is there are a lot more illnesses and situations in which the intake of fish oil has proven to be significantly beneficial. Different types of fish oil and different types of olive oils, be it extra virgin olive oil, just can make the heart healthier. The heart is inarguably one of the most important parts of the body, and having an unhealthy heart means you have to suffer, and you're limiting your lifespan. You're consciously cutting your life short. And this is not to scare anybody. This is not to belabor the point of good health and good heart health, but it's just very important that we all know and understand and have a good understanding of what's good for us and what's not. I was reading online in Athens, Greece, there was a study made to show if there was a direct relationship between a high fish diet and inflammation of the blood vessels, and this is important. The results revealed that those who ate more fish than others had a lower level of C-reactive protein and interleukin-6, factors that are commonly used to measure the likelihood of blood vessel inflammation. These benefits remained even when factoring in all of the other risks associated with a high fish diet were taken into account. I mean, this is something, I mean, there's some communities, especially in Asian communities, where a lot of fish is consumed. A lot of fish is consumed, and a lot of other foods that are not as heavy with the oils and the grease. And now I'm speaking directly to people of color, particularly black people. When we take collard greens and my grandmother used to do this. Thank God I'm helping my grandmother get a little healthier, and she's going to be 88 years old. She would fry bacon for breakfast, save the bacon grease, and then if she made collard greens or cabbage or black-eyed peas, pour the bacon grease into the greens. So you're now eating, I mean, and it tastes good, I'm not even going to front, but I can't fathom right now eating black-eyed peas or collard greens or cabbage made with bacon drippings. And it's not to slight anybody who does, but if we're talking about health, if we're really talking about health here, we have to really watch. Now, when I cook collard greens or I cook cabbage, I use chicken broth. I just use simple chicken broth. There's so many different types of chicken broth, and I love garlic. So sometimes I'll buy the chicken broth that has, like, vegetable pieces in it, or I'll buy garlic-flavored chicken broth. I buy chicken broth. And my cabbage and my greens are delicious, but I just could not wrap my brain around the concept at this point in my life of using bacon drippings to season my food. So people, this is stuff that we really have to look at if, in fact, we're on the road to optimum health. So, you know, take that for what it is. You have to be careful if you are going to start changing your diet to consult a nutritionist or a dietitian. I was watching The Biggest Loser over the weekend, and I did share this with you, that one couple had a combined weight. I missed it last night, actually, because I was watching Law & Order Marathon. But they had a combined weight of 571 pounds. That's almost three people. That's could be four if you take 150 pounds each. That's a lot. That's almost four people that two people weighed. But one of the prizes of winning, you know how they have these little mini contests during the course of the show, was that they had a nutritionist come and cook meals for them for a week. And one of the woman of the winning couple, she was on the red team, said when they after they won the challenge that she couldn't imagine what the other team was going through, having to go home and go back to cooking your own food. Having a nutritionist or a dietitian really helps. And let me say this, even if with so many people out of work, you can find people right now that will share information for almost nothing. I mean, I have a lady who's going to start coming to my house to do yoga, private yoga and Pilates lessons for $10. I mean, that's, you know, even if she comes once or twice a week, I don't even have to go out of my house. And it's not to say to take advantage of people in this economy, but right now I'm sure you could find a nutritionist or a dietitian relatively inexpensively, even if you do one or two consults a week for $10 or $20 or even $25, someone who can sit down with your family or you as the head of the family and go over what foods are good to eat and what foods are not good to eat. This is all part of maintaining and getting to optimum health, not just necessarily losing weight. Let me see some of the stuff that's going on in the chat room. Yeah, True says bacon and all that stuff is clogged arteries. Turkey bacon for me. Yeah, my husband actually eats turkey bacon. He hasn't eaten red meat in I don't know how long. But, you know, whatever. I think this is not to strike anyone that eats bacon, because I love bacon. My older son is a carnivore, and he will eat a pack of bacon at one sitting. But I've also told him, you know, because for many years we ate bacon as well. He grew up on bacon and pork chops and all of these things, and he's not so quick to relinquish things that taste good. And we said yesterday, everything that tastes good is not good for us. And our brain, the serotonin in our brain, just does not necessarily relate to this is good for me. It can only react to this tastes good to me. So just when we're really looking at health and healthy living, I just tell my son, you know, you're 19 years old. You're not going to be 19 forever. You got to watch what you eat. And he's like, yeah, right, Ma, got you, as he eats another half a pack of bacon with a burger. But, yeah, definitely, I think in this economy, and for those of you on Twitter, I mean, come on, there's millions of people on Twitter. You can find a nutritionist or a dietitian, and they don't even have to be in your area. They can be somebody who's in another part. They can coach you from another city. They don't have to necessarily be in your city. We live in such a flat and virtual world that they can talk with you over the phone, speak with you over the phone, and email you menus. So I really think it's worth exploring. And if you can carve out $10 a week, maybe cut down on something else, just to have them for an hour or for 30 minutes or a 15-minute conversation, please, please, please do so, because your health depends on it, and we need you to stay with us. We really need you to be with us forever. Some more stuff in the chat room. Oh, Laughing Lady says, butter tastes wonderful to me, and so does a lot of chocolate, but they're not good for my body. Exactly. You're exactly right. For this morning for breakfast, I had a bowl of oatmeal, and I actually made it. I went and I think the container, it comes in a cardboard container, was $1.79 or $2.29 or whatever it is. I do not buy those Quaker oatmeal packs because they're loaded with sugar. Boiled some water, put in the oatmeal, stirred it up, and I had some strawberries in the freezer, you know, from the strawberry cake I made at Christmas time, and I love fresh strawberries. Didn't want to toss the ones that I didn't use for that infamous strawberry cake. So I thawed them out, and they got a little soft because they had been frozen, which is fine because they're going into the oatmeal. Sliced them into the oatmeal, put a little bit of butter and a little bit of brown sugar. Even though it's probably not the best, it's a heck of a lot healthier than a bowl of Frosted Flakes, which is what I normally would have had for breakfast anyway. So, yeah, things may not be the best for us, but I think as we all grow and we're on this path to health together, try it. You may like it. Let's see. True says money will be made in the seminar and word of mouth. True, what is? I don't know what that means. I think I missed a piece there. True says I give free relationship talks and it's not about the money. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, I missed that part. Well, yeah, you know, thank you, True. Okay, now I see that makes sense. Curvy Queen says add some unsweetened flavored applesauce in the oatmeal. Oh, that sounds yummy too. Nice. That sounds good. Yeah, that sounds like a good one. So that's about that. I mean, all of this stuff is posted on liferemix.net as well as my own blog, cybrown.com. Just one last piece. For those of you that know people suffering with asthma or young children, I don't know. I heard once that asthma is caused from cockroaches or can, you know, people with roaches, it can really make the kids have asthma. Don't know if that's true. Totally don't know, but I think they did I read a study where in Harlem, where there's a lot of really, really tall buildings and roaches are a problem, that a large percentage of children were developing asthma. And so in my research for this show, I found that fish oil can be used to combat asthma and other respiratory problems. And those are things that we have to look at. Certain studies have revealed that the benefits of fish oil for asthma burdened individuals, it can be alleviated. It can be the suffering can be reduced, which is very important, because I don't know if you've ever seen little ones having an asthma attack or little ones having breathing problems. Aside from secondhand smoke and all of the obvious, fish oil can help remedy that and lessen the episodic occurrences of asthma. So that's very important. Dropping Seed said the roaches couldn't help the problem. you guys are a mess. True says cold weather and dust. Yeah, there's a lot of factors, but those are some of the things to consider. Moving right along, we're winding down to the last, you know, segment of the show so quickly. Just want to talk very briefly on thyroid and weight loss and how there is a real connection. Oprah has said that her weight gain of 40 pounds over the last few years is due largely in part to her thyroid. And the thyroid dictates much of your metabolism, and any malfunction or disease afflicting this area may cause you to have problems with your metabolism, leading to drastic problems with your weight. We had a whole very long discussion on your metabolism in our first lesson as part of this series. And that is very, very important, just maintaining good metabolism, eating smaller meals, helping your metabolism burn food as quickly as you're intaking it. But aside from the medical difficulties an unbalanced thyroid can present, this particular disease will also present the increased weight. And these people have trouble keeping on the weight, off the weight, it changes. They may notice or have weakness with their eyes, and their eyes can appear to protrude. And when it gets to that point, they definitely need to consult a doctor. But just even when you're looking, the problem with some is that they believe that since experts say they don't have to cut calories and cutting calories is an inordinate, you know, in an inordinate amount will reap greater results, that's not true. Cutting calories helps diets. Consuming too little calories pushes the body in the wrong direction. We have to make sure our metabolism is balanced. And when you are getting into body functions and body parts like your thyroid and you may not have as much control, you really have to monitor what you eat. If you don't monitor what you eat, and if you don't monitor what's going into your mouth, you can suffer from something called hyperthyroidism. And this is, if you Google hyperthyroidism, it will explain in detail exactly what this is. But suffering from an overactive thyroid can lead to somebody's metabolism skyrocketing. And that will cause you to lose weight. And it's not good to be underweight either. So you really have to be careful, because the foods that we eat become triggers in our body. I hope everybody's getting this. The foods that we eat are going to cause certain triggers. So just as we're trying not to gain weight and we want to be healthy, you have to also know what foods you intake, what impact it'll have on your organs, and you have to listen to your body. If you eat something and all of a sudden you get jitters, you may not want to eat or drink that anymore. And I know for me, I was a coffee drinker. I would drink a cup of coffee, hot coffee in the morning, warm it up in the microwave. I even have a coffee warmer on my desk, and then in the afternoon get iced coffee, and then wonder why I'm cranky, irritable, and ready to crash. I realized this is not good. But because I was not ready to totally give up coffee, and I enjoy coffee, now I have one cup. I only brew one pot in the morning, and that's enough. Not one pot, I'm sorry, one cup. And after that, I'm good. But the beauty is I got some really good coffee, and my mother actually, she got this big pack, but someone referred her to this place to get it. It's coffee with all different, you know, flavors, and one had, I think it's like Jack Daniels, or one was cinnamon hazelnut. I mean, it was just this whole menagerie of different types of coffees, but it's only enough for like one or two cups. So you have a whole lot of different options, but you can only get one or two cups out of it. So that's working perfectly for me because they're so yummy and there's so many different tastes and flavors. I'm not just kind of gorging on coffee all day. So I want to prolong all these wonderful coffees that I have. So getting back to your thyroid and weight loss, just watch what foods and beverages trigger what in your body. So that's that. Wow. We are down to the last 10 minutes of the show. It went so quickly. We're moving right along on how to read food labels. This is a big one, big one, big one. Food labels are not as honest as they probably should be. Because what happens is it's a bit of a misnomer when these companies say, oh, well, we put it on the label. But you need to be a physicist or some type of genetic scientist in order to understand and pronounce half of the stuff that's on the label. And so there's a little bit of, selfish bias by these food companies that are trying to operate under the guise of transparency, knowing the average person cannot read what's on the food label anyway. It's disgusting. And I know in New York City, they made restaurants that are either chain restaurants or have more than one or two locations or something like that, they made them start posting the amount of corresponding calories with each food product. And that definitely changed the way I eat. And also, I know some McDonald's and some Burger Kings, they had to put what's in the food, and they started printing it on the paper placemat that you can put on a tray if you eat in the restaurant. You know how they put that piece of paper on the plastic tray? They were putting food contents in that, which is almost like it's acting as a quasi-food label. I also know on some of the packaging on the burgers, they were putting the contents of that in directly on the packaging because people do not know what they're eating, and people need to know what they're eating. And if you don't, you'll probably eat it because if you really knew what was in that stuff, chances are you would not consume it. So you really have to know. But I want to get into a little bit very quickly about food labels. Number one, the thing that you should really pay attention to the most is serving size. And I'm embarrassed to say it, but I'm saying it anyway. I love kettle chips. I just discovered kettle chips. And they're almost hard, much more crunchy than a regular potato chip. And so Wise has these kettle chips called jalapeno. And you all know I love spicy food. So I bought the bag of jalapeno cheddar chips, had gone food shopping, and this was right in the Christmas season, and I got stuck in traffic coming from the grocery store. I actually had gone to Walmart, and Walmart is not very close to my house. So you know I got hungry. So while I was sitting in traffic, I put my car in park, ran into the trunk, got the kettle chips, dashed back in my car, opened the bag, and got to munching. Needless to say, I finished 95% of the chips that were in that bag before I got home. And I was like, dag, I can't believe I just ate a whole bag of chips. Wait till you hear what I'm getting ready to tell you. Well, each serving was 300, I believe, and 20 calories. But one serving was 8 chips. So you feel where I'm going here. If one serving is like 8 chips or 8 or 9 chips, and that's 300 plus calories per serving, I just ate the entire bag. That's why I put it at 95% so I didn't feel too guilty. I left like a couple of crumbs. Well, the bag contained 7 servings. So for all of you geometry majors out there, you see where I'm going with this. The bag contained 7 servings, and each serving was about 300 and something calories. Last time I checked, 7 times 3 is 21. I just ate 2,100 calories driving in my car on my way home from Walmart. That, when I realized that, I almost threw up. I was like, because we joked, you know, I called, came, told my husband and my son, come downstairs, help me, you know, get the stuff out of the car. And they were laughing. They're like, Mommy, I know you didn't eat this whole bag of chips. That's why I got stuck in traffic. When I looked at the back of the bag, I thought I was going to die right there on my kitchen floor. Can you imagine some people, that's their whole daily caloric intake. More than their caloric intake, and I just ate it at one sitting. So serving size is very, very important, because when I found out a serving size is 8 or 9 potato chips, who can eat 8 or 9 potato chips? You got to eat more than that. So, yeah, pay very close attention to serving size. And when I was putting this show together and working on this lesson, I was like, if I don't tell these people about serving size, then boo-hoo on me, because this is definitely part of living as successfully as possible, paying attention to the little hints that we get. So that's really crucial. I see that True put in the chat room, you should have left the car on the side and ran home. Well, I did not realize I had just eaten over 2,000 calories by eating one bag of Wise potato chips. And I think it's screwed up on Wise's part to even put a serving at 7 or 8 or 9 chips. That's that slick stuff that we have to watch that these companies do that make these packaged foods, because they know if they put a regular serving size is probably 20 to 25 chips, but the caloric intake of those 20 to 25 chips is 1,000 calories, people do not want to look and see one serving is 1,000 calories. So what they do is say, okay, how many calories are people willing to eat at one serving or willing to intake at one serving, and then they back it out. 7 chips per serving is dumb, but I ate that bag of chips, and that's what it is. And you're absolutely right, Mika. 8 or 9 chips is a tease. What am I going to do with that? Thank you, True. I see that you put my timer in the chat room because I was so not paying attention to how much time we have left in the show. But, yeah, so pay attention to serving size, people. That is very, very important, because if you don't, you'll end up like me, where I ate a whole bag of Wise potato chips in the car on my way home from Walmart. Another thing that's very important to pay attention to is nutrients. And this refers to the list of available nutrients in a particular item. It's where the nutritional claims of the product based on the recommended daily dietary allowance are stated. Again, be careful with this as well, because they can, even though the information that they're posting is a fact, the fact is if I eat this many potato chips, this is how much vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, whatever it is, that's what I'll get. But it's always going to be skewed for it to be an easier pill for us to swallow. And, you know, you got to watch that. You got to kind of watch that, because before you know it, you'll eat things that you shouldn't be eating, and then you'll look up and you're like, how did I just gain 10 pounds? Another thing, we got one more to cover before we finish this lesson, which is part 3 of our Mastering Your Health series here on our month-long success series on Life Remixed Radio. This third piece is watching your ingredients. This refers to the list of ingredients that were used to manufacture the product. And I'm reading, if you're wondering what I'm reading from the post that I already put up on my blog, cybrown.com. This listing is usually arranged in the main ingredients that have a greater amount by weight up to the smallest quantity. And this simply means that the actual quantity of food includes the biggest quantity of the main ingredient. So that means if you read something and sugar is listed first, it's got a gang of sugar in it. If you see sugar at the end, then it doesn't have that much sugar in it. So pay attention to the ingredients and the order in which it's listed on the package. Last thing that I want to touch on today, which we had an absolutely great show, is the label claim. And this refers to the kinds of nutritional claims of a particular food item. For instance, if an item says it's sodium-free, it has less than 5 milligrams per serving, or a low-fat item actually contains 3 grams of fat or less. So we have to watch the wording of the labels, and we can't just say, oh, it's their fault. Did anybody see the movie Super Size Me, where this guy ate nothing but McDonald's for a month? Parents are now saying, oh, you know, my kid got fat from eating McDonald's. We have to do our part as well to read the labels, know what we're putting into our bodies, and really pay attention to what we're consuming and what we're eating. So if you don't and you get fat or you get sick or your asthma flares up, just know you may have had some level of participation in the decline of your health. True said he saw Super Size Me and so did Curvy Queen. That movie was gross. This guy ate nothing but McDonald's for a month. If you did not see it, please go to your local video rental or some of these cable companies have it on demand. And it's called Super Size Me, S-U-P-E-R-S-I-Z-E, Me. So take a look at it. And that's that. That final thought concludes our lesson for today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I would like you, please, if you can, to rate this show. If you cannot figure out a way to rate it, just leave me some comments because I am reading the comments so I can learn which ways we can increase the show, areas in which we can improve the show. As you see, the show is a little bit different than it's been last year, and I'm very excited about the direction that the show is going in. It's really, really information-packed this year. And through God's grace and mercy, I will be able to continue to bring you a full hour every single day of information, a lot of information. We're still going to do our Friday Jam show, and I owe Vernon some Sylvester, so I'm going to play that this weekend. For promotional consideration on the show, if you want your products scrolling, please send me an email, sb@cybrown.com. Also, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, either personal coaching or professional coaching or new media coaching or blogging or publishing, please shoot me an email, sb@cybrown.com. Visit bloghustle.info for those of you that are trying to make money blogging. Very quickly, Pastor Montan, I did reach out to the young lady to do her blog, and after about a week, she finally sent me back an email that said she wasn't ignoring me. So I just wanted to keep you posted on that as well so that I did follow through with my commitment to help her start her blog. Also, aside from rating, please visit liferemix.net, join the community so we can continue the conversation after the show. And just a special thank you to Christine, Christian Wives Club, who's in the chat room, Tamika, Laughing Lady, Noval, Dropping Seed Radio, Quartet Hour, True View Radio, Curvy Queen, and Dr. Rhino. Thank you for joining me in the chat room. We had so many people in and out of the chat room, but I'm looking into the chat room right now, and Vax is in the chat room right now. Thank you very, very much for listening. And always remember, we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. Thank you so much for listening. Tomorrow we will host Dewan, who will be doing our weekly Ecclesia Bible study or our weekly life study, so stay tuned for that. And Friday, it's all music. Welcome to the weekend. I love you all, and I'll see you tomorrow at 12 noon. It's your girl, Cy Brown, right here on Life Remix Radio.